My name is Derek Ridges. I'm 68. I'm a photographer. And at this stage in my life, that means editorial portraiture, documentary portraiture, and fashion. But I never intended to become a photographer. As a young man, I didn't own a camera and, in truth, had little interest in photography. At school, my interests were football, pop music, and drawing. I went to Ealing Art School, and initially I wanted to be a painter. But after my ground course year, when I didn't make it into either the Slade or St Martin's, I stuck it out at Ealing and switched over to graphic design, and in due course, advertising and marketing. So when I left art school in 71, I became an advertising agency art director. I loved that job, and for all I know, that could have been my entire career until one day I got put on the Minolta and Miranda SLR camera account. The creative director suggested I take a camera home with me and learn how to use it in order to help produce more effective ads. This was how I came to have a camera with me when I went to Eric Clapton's concert at the Rainbow in Finsbury Park in January 73. That night proved to be my photographic epiphany. I turned up with my girlfriend and we found we had seats in the very back row. But I had this camera with me. It was in the days before there was very much or any security at gigs. So I thought, why not go down the front? And rather unchivalrously, I left Joanne where she was, ran down the front, hopped into the pit and pretended to be a photographer, simply at that point to get closer to the action. After which, I must admit, I got a bit of a taste for shooting rock concerts and, in due course, the audiences too. I started to photograph the people I saw around me everywhere, on the street and in clubs, skinheads, punks, new romantics, not at that point as a project, more of a hobby, which I suppose gradually evolved into an obsession. Photography gradually took over my life, a bit like the portal in the film Being John Malkovich. I fell into photography and my life was never quite the same again. From 77 onwards, I started to take my photography more seriously, and since 81, it's been my full-time job. But what does photography mean to me? Well, it's almost exactly the opposite of what Marc Vallée said in episode 15. I love the aesthetic and I don't consider myself to be a visual storyteller. I honestly don't think that term really fits me. There are stories in my work, but the story, if it exists at all, I feel is created in the mind of the viewer. In my opinion, it's just part of the verite process of photography. I love that process, which for me comes down to a series of binary decisions. And I see a key part of my role is simply to keep myself and my sensibilities out of the way of the process. Maybe it amounts to the same thing. I don't know. I'm certainly not trying to change the world, just make a record of some of the people I meet.